The following channeled message is brought to you by the Divine Love Sanctuary Foundation. The Foundation's mission is to awaken humankind to the wonders of divine love and to be channels of love, peace, and healing for our planet. Now, another celestial message.
My friends, I am White Cloud, and I come to support you in your efforts and prayers to bring greater light to the earth, for the earth is burdened with darkness, with ignorance, with a lack of love. In my day and in my life, this was not so. We lived in harmony with the earth. We lived in harmony with one another. We understood what it was to be a man upon the earth, this gift from the Great White Spirit, who gave us everything that we needed to be in harmony. But times have changed. The conditions of the world are severe and challenging. So many more of you exist upon the earth. Your needs are great. Your wants are even greater. And yet you continue to blindly pursue those desires of the flesh, those wants that are not of your heart, but of your flesh. And you do so indiscriminately. You have no respect for this Mother Earth of yours. And so you suffer the consequences. Many are suffering. Many go hungry. Many walk in the earth in ignorance and without joy. And I see that you wish to change these conditions. Indeed, you have a great blessing, a great truth within you. Your heart continues to awaken, to soften, your perceptions growing, your understanding deepening. And you feel the pangs of an earth, a mother who is suffering. And so this brings great concern to you. This brings you to prayer, brings you to the Great White Spirit. And so it should, my beloved friends. And so it should. For the dilemmas that you face are immense. The conditions of the world are powerful and destructive. Yet within you is the understanding and the knowledge that God will bring healing and peace back to the earth. God will intervene. And in this intervention, many will have to come to a place of seeing the earth differently, seeing life differently, seeing their own purpose in life differently. I ask you to pray for this, that the awakening of humanity must come. And indeed, the awakening to love must be the igniting force that will bring greater love and peace to the world. Each of you begins to awaken to the truth. Some of you still are confused and misunderstand the will of God. But many of you are clear and are true to the will of God. And in this, God will motivate you, provide you for the ways and means that you may communicate and reach out to many others. This is part of the plan that our great Creator has devised and continues to reveal to all of us. You forge ahead in light. You have compassion. You have a sensitivity that brings you to see the world differently. God is equipping you with all those things that you need to have greater vision, compassion, strength, to have the gifts and the qualities of a soul in harmony with God's creation, with God's love. I urge you on. The world continues to suffer and the conditions escalate and the pressure mounts. But change is coming. Can you not feel it? Can you not see it? And are you in alignment with it? Many of you in your minds have fear of this, but yet in your soul you know the rightness, the harmony that comes with God's interventions and blessings. It will be a different world, beloved and beautiful friends of God. It will be a world of harmony and light. And it will not be a world of man and his ambitions and desires to dominate, to control the world. Humanity will be subservient. And yet in this obeying of the laws of creation, he will be happy and be filled with joy. From many's perspective, this is a contradiction. But in truth, humanity was never meant to contradict the will of God and the creation of God. And so humanity will be brought to heal, will be brought to that place where they will feel impotent, confused, and afraid. Not because God wants this to be, but because humanity has created this condition that must be in response to the actions of man. You have much to learn, my friends. a simpler life is more fulfilling than the life you've created for yourselves. A life in alignment with God brings great rewards, where a life based on your material desires is limited and will not last. You sit on the verge of great change, and you will be a part of this change. What side of it is within your desire and your efforts? Will you be a victim of changing earth conditions, or will you be a part and in harmony with it? Consider this, brothers and sisters of the earth. Consider where you stand. Are you in alignment with the will and laws of God? Or are you contrary, as are so many in the world? Think deeply and consider honestly this question, for it is a very important question and very relevant to your times. Use love to find your way home. Truly understand the power of love to heal and transform. In this way, you will find your way to God, to harmony and peace. The road is laid out before you. The truth you know. Consider your choices, for every choice and every thought is important and adds to the light or detracts from it. It is your choice. You carry the power to uphold the world, to uplift the world. But the power is not within your mind. It is within your soul. Seek God to empower your soul so that you will have the wisdom and foresight to act in such a way as to bring greater light and harmony to your world. May you be blessed in light, my friends, my brothers and sisters. May you be blessed in light and love. I am White Cloud, and I come to you with an urgency and a warning, for great changes are coming. The storm clouds are on the horizon. Be prepared, be wise, be faithful to God and all that is of His creation, and you will weather the storm, find your place in the new world, and know great peace and joy. Blessings to you, my friends. May the Great White Spirit touch you deeply. His loving heart extends to you. Drink deep these sacred waters of love and be true to your soul and its longings. My love is with you. I have great compassion for all upon this earth of yours. God bless you.
This has been a Divine Love Sanctuary Foundation channeled message presentation. For more Divine Love messages, visit DivineLoveSanctuary.com.